That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum reading a shortwave transceiver instruction book to Abner. Listen.
Generator GM45 figure 4. Remove from canvas case and turn generator.
Just a minute, Lum. That little Johnson boy just keeps them.
What do you want?
Tell him we're closed up for today.
Look at this kid. I might not call him the other day doing it.
Well, get your head out of my way.
Oh,
and take off that skull hat, for goodness sake.
Well, Lord, you're all right. Well, by the new hat, you don't let him wear it in the store.
Turn generator upside. Wait a minute, maybe that's our ring. You better answer.
No, you answer.
No, I've got to study out these directions here and figure out how to run this transceiver here. Hurry up, Abner.
No, I'll be thinking this transceiver set up on me. Hello, John. Down the store, Abner Peabody doing the talking. Well, just a minute. He's back in the feed room. Well, hold on. I'll call him for you. It ain't no trouble. But, hey, Ben, you want on the telephone?
I'm turning the generator upside down. This should be the bottom side.
Ben! Hey, Ben! Coming out there.
Where's
Telephone,
you say?
Yeah, I don't know who it is. Just said they want to talk to you.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I can go this way.
Hello? That's the man, Benjamin Franklin, with us
for him. Yeah,
don't
you listen to that?
What's that?
It's a
long name. Well, no, don't bring him here. Take him right directly to the jail.
Tell him to get away so he can tell him who you are.
Yep, I'll be right down there.
Oh, no, sounds like you do have to come by all
right. Yes, that'll be fine. That's right. Right.
Who are you throwing in jail, Ben?
How's that?
I say, who is that?
That call was from a man who raises dogs down here at you.
Yeah.
Delivering a new bloodhound down to the jailhouse for you.
A bloodhound?
Yeah. I figured I'd need it in connection with my work. The old one that Uncle Henry had down there seems to have lost his efficiency.
I doubt if you ever had any.
He feared to have lost his neck.
What for? Down and up?
All he ever done is this fast.
Lost his neck?
No, his neck.
Oh?
Yes.
That maybe his collar's too tight.
Well, I'm getting me one with a lot of spirit. A younger dog.
Ah.
He's supposed to be a one-man dog. He's especially good at guarding things. Well, that's the only kind of habit, at least.
Oh,
sir. I better get my valise and get on down there.
Your valise? Are you moving out of here?
Yes, Mom. I thought I'd just set up housekeeping in my office down to jail. You close to my work all the time, with me.
Well, yeah. You hate to see you move out of here, though. You're welcome to stay as long as you like, you know.
Well, that's why he might sound delighted, but man's work comes first, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you moving right away, Ben?
Yes, I'm all packed up, got everything ready to go.
Well, can we help you take some of your own?
No, I can handle it all right. I haven't got a whole lot.
Well, fellas, I guess this is it. It's been awfully nice staying here. Goodbye, Glenn.
Well, wait, you ain't got your valise and stuff yet.
Well, I'll pick that up on my way out. I'll just slip off the back way. Shut the fuck up.
Well, goodbye, Abner.
Well, goodbye, Ben.
Of course, we'll be seeing you around, I won't
we? Yeah. Goodbye, Mom.
Goodbye, Ben. And good luck to you and your new job.
Well, thank you, Mom. Goodbye, Abner.
Goodbye, Ben.
Oh, that wasn't really goodbye, Abner. Let's just say so long.
So long. So long, Abner. So long, Mom.
So long, Ben.
Well, I better hurry. I want to get down there and meet the new dog.
So long, Abner.
So long.
So long, Mom.
So long.
Goodbye.
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 Oh, never had so many silly ones and goodbyes in my life. Well, he won't go no farther than get down to jailhouse.
It'd take a week off to tell him goodbye if he ever stuck out for good.
Well,
he's sure throwing himself into this new job, though, Abner. find himself a new bloodhound and everything.
Oh.
That's big stories, turns on it every day long.
That's the
only thing
that
I've got.
He's doing it up right.
You know, I got to hear him make a mighty good constable. I believe that's a job he can get his teeth into.
His teeth? What's he going to do, bite the prison?
No,
little dog.
Nothing.
Huh?
Yeah, we're not busy. Figure out just how to run that fancy for you got some little plums.
Lon, do you think we can act a broadcast on that radio this thing?
Broadcast is the word.
That's what I said, broadcast.
But you did want to. Ernest McMillan told us. And you think he used these things when he was in the Army.
Yeah, but it just doesn't seem like that we could actually do that.
I don't know why not. All you need is a short wave outfit. We've got it.
What do you mean we've got it?
Well, you have.
Yeah.
Ernest says we can send out messages to hit and receive them too. Said it was both our transmitter and our receiver.
What's them pigeons, dude? I'll say that. It'll work.
I believe in what the word for you.
But we was lucky Ernest come along and we might never know what this thing is. Never would have found that interception to both me that had it in for him.
Where was it here?
He didn't like it.
I mean in the book.
Oh.
Turn generator upside down, attached to legs LG3A and loops provided.
Attached to legs? Who's mine?
I don't see. As long as you thought I recognize who's a deal.
Well, now, I ain't going to walk around all day long dragging that thing.
Oh, well, I suppose you can unattach it from your legs and then use it.
Well, I think so. I mean, it would get me left if that thing's back to me all night long.
We attached to legs LG3A in loops provided.
Now, what does that mean in them loops provided?
Well, I don't know. I suppose it means you attach it to your legs provided you got loops on them. Have you got loops on your legs?
No, I know. Well, I guess you know. Oh, my brother, legs. Stop the theater, Stan Luther.
I don't think it means that after all. You must have that wrong.
Yeah, we must.
Turn the generator right side up on the two legs and attach leg LG2A.
Well, yeah. Attach leg 2A. How many legs do you have to have on one of these things?
Well, I think that means one of the legs on the generator.
Oh, well, I was going to say
leg
so.
LG2A has feet mounted on it.
That must mean me. That's just the way I'm doing it.
Place generator to the left of the set so generator operator can wear headphones without becoming entangled in headphone cords while cranking generator.
Entangled? What am I going to have to do, fight my way out of this thing?
Just stop interrupting and you'll figure this thing out.
It looks like you got to have three arms as well as three legs on one of these contractions. Why let a girl ever think this to me? She knows what I look like. I reckon I ought not to load a while back and told that I'd put on an extra hand to help Elizabeth at the spring ground. She must think I've got three hands.
And just keep quiet, my dear.
I know.
Also, it is desirable for generator, operator, and radio operator. I reckon that'd be me. To be able to constantly see each other.
You mean you got to be there to my place?
Oh, I hope not. Well, I think that just means while you're running the machine.
Yeah, well, I reckon it would be a good idea to keep an eye on one another. One of us ought to get tangled up in that cord and take the bed.
Adjust this on legs so they rest flat on the ground.
Well, they didn't have to put that in there. Try to get all that junk stacked on me, I'll be flat on the ground, legs and all.
Wait a minute, we don't have to worry about this junk. Ernest has already did that. He set the generator up to us.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I couldn't have stood up some of that for one broadcast, even.
Yeah, here's what we want. Operation.
Now, wait a minute, now. If I've got to have an operation on that thing, I'll box it up and send it right back to little Pearl.
That just means it tells how to operate the short wave machine.
Oh.
Receiver. That's you. You can be the receiver.
That's funny, too.
One, release dial off. Lever is vertical in unlocked position. Two, on transmitter panel, turn main switch to CW.
Well, that's easy.
Receiver should operate with DFO on. Ready for reception of CW signal.
I got to operate with that on.
Receiver should operate with DFO on.
What is a BFO?
Don't seem to tell me no place.
BFO.
Them initials must stand for something.
Down for overflow.
I'm
going to get off the park in the summertime. Reckon they'd know up by just wore a heavy sweater and button it up good.
Yeah, it might not mean that, Abby.
Yes, well, what could BFO stand for? Size down for overflow. Could stand for black for overflow.
That'd be just the talk, sir, in summer.
Well, I don't think they set down a rule for what you have to learn.
Don't reckon BFA is anything like BVBs, do you?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I ain't going to sit around here in my BVBs and operate that thing.
No, well, then, I'm going to look into the front part of the book here. Maybe tell us what some of these things mean.
No. Hey, you better look that up, Lum. It's got me worried. I've either been a burn-up or freeze to death, Lum.
Yeah, let's see here.
Well, for the land's sake, look out there, Lum. Dan's coming back. Uh-huh. He's got his beliefs and everything, all his brains with him.
Oh, yeah.
So he's moving into his new office at the jailhouse.
Excuse me?
Well, what's the matter, Dan? Did you forget something?
No, I just thought maybe I'd delay moving into my new quarters for a day or so.
No, why?
One reason and another. A little misunderstanding, you might say.
What's the matter, Ben? Has he not that Henry moved out of the place yet?
No, it's not that. He's gone. But you know that new bloodhound I bought?
Yeah.
You remember I told you he was a one-man dog?
Yeah.
He's taken up a position just inside the office door, and he won't let me near the place. He's a one-man dog, all right, but I ain't the man.
You know, I think Ben will like his new job, if he can ever get to it.
¶¶